October 21st through 27th, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled. As you prayerfully read 1st and 2nd Thessalonians with the children in mind, you will find principles that they need to understand. Invite sharing. In last week's lesson, did you invite the children to apply what they learned in some way? Let the children use the first few minutes of this week's class to share their experiences.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. As I follow God's commandments, I will be ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Paul's counsel can help us be ready and watching for that great day when the Savior comes to earth again. Possible activities. Invite a mother to talk about what it was like to wait for her baby to be born without knowing exactly when the birth would happen. Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 2 through 3 and tell the children that Jesus Christ will come to earth again, but no one knows exactly when, just as a mother doesn't know exactly when her baby will be born. Ask the children to talk about a time when they prepared for a trip or event. What did they do to prepare? Bring a suitcase or bag, and let the children pretend to pack it in preparation for a trip or event. Explain that we prepare for Jesus Christ to come again by praying, reading the scriptures, following the prophet, and living righteously each day. Ask the children to draw pictures of how they can do this and put them in the suitcase. Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 6 to the children and explain that if we are not preparing for Jesus to come again, it's like we have fallen asleep and we won't be ready for him. Invite the children to pretend they are asleep. Explain that if we do prepare, it's like we are awake and waiting for him. Invite them to wake up. Sing together When He Comes Again in Children's Songbook pages 82 through 83. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 1 through 3. Paul taught that an apostasy would occur before Jesus Christ comes again. The church that Jesus Christ established eventually fell into apostasy, meaning that priesthood authority and gospel truths were taken from the earth. Paul prophesied that this apostasy or falling away would happen before the Savior's second coming. Possible activities. After reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3 with the children, build a tower out of plastic cups or blocks. Tell the children that the cups or blocks represent important parts of the true church, such as gospel truths, the priesthood, temple ceilings, and prophets. After Paul and the other apostles died, these things were lost and the true church was not on the earth for many years. Invite a child to knock the tower over and explain that this was called the apostasy, or falling away. When Jesus Christ brought his church back, it was called the restoration. See Apostasy in True to the Faith, pages 13 through 14. Display a Book of Mormon and pictures of the prophet and a temple. Invite the children to say apostasy when you hide the items in a bag and restoration when you bring the items back out. Sing songs that teach truths that were taken away during the apostasy and restored in our day, such as I Am a Child of God, The Church of Jesus Christ, and I Love to See the Temple in Children's Songbook pages 2 through 3, 77 and 95. Teach the doctrine, older children. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 1 through 6. As I follow God's commandments, I will be ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Paul's counsel can help us be ready and watching for that great day when the Savior comes to earth again. Possible activities. Invite a child to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 1 through 6 while the other children follow along. After each verse, ask a child to summarize what he or she thinks the verse is saying. You may want to explain that the day of the Lord means the second coming of Jesus Christ. Why do the children think the second coming is compared to a thief in the night or a woman about to have a baby? Tell the children to imagine that the Savior will be visiting your class sometime today. How can we prepare our classroom for his visit? Help the children think of things we can do to prepare ourselves for the day Jesus Christ returns. For example, we can repent, forgive, improve our relationships with our family, follow the prophet, and keep our covenants. Encourage the children to choose one thing they will do to prepare themselves to receive the Savior at His coming. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Paul taught that an apostasy would occur before Jesus Christ comes again. If the children understand that Jesus Christ's church and His gospel were taken away from the earth during the great apostasy, the necessity of the restoration will become clearer to them. Possible activities. Invite one of the children to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. According to these verses, what had to happen before the day of Christ, which means the second coming? Do any of the children know what a falling away means? Make sure that the children understand that it means the great apostasy, which occurred after the deaths of the Savior's apostles. You might want to share information from Apostasy in True to the Faith, pages 13 through 14. Help the children list on the board some of the truths and blessings we enjoy because of the gospel. Some examples might include temples, prophets, the priesthood, and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Erase these things one by one and ask the children how their lives would be different without these things. Explain that these truths were lost during the great apostasy. Why was it important that the Church of Jesus Christ be restored to earth in the latter days? Invite the children to restore or rewrite the truths and blessings on the board. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 through 13. Heavenly Father wants me to work. How can you help the children see work as a blessing, not something to avoid? Possible activities. Invite the children to take turns reading verses from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 through 13, and look for the problem the saints were facing. Why does Heavenly Father want us to work? What would happen if we never learned to work hard? Let the children take turns acting out simple chores while the other children guess what they are doing. Invite the children to talk about a time when they worked hard on a task, a project, or a goal. How did they feel about themselves when they finished? What does it mean to be not weary in well-doing? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13.
Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to tell a family member or friend one reason they are grateful we have the gospel on the earth today. This week's activity page can help them remember. Improving our teaching. Support the children's parents. Quote, "Parents are the most important gospel teachers for their children. They have both the main responsibility and the greatest power to influence their children." See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. As you teach children at church, prayerfully seek ways to support their parents in their essential role. End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 25.